today, City of Chicago is opening for business in terms of restaurants for outside of restaurant dining, the tables in their outdoor space. And so we're going to talk to two different types of restaurateurs right here, one that is opening and one that is not opening, and why they're not opening is a very interesting story. But let's start with the guy who's opening. You know, Lou Kanellis, you know him and you love him as a sportscaster of great renown in this town for many, many, many years. He covered the Bulls during the 90s, and we talked to him about that a couple of weeks ago. And then, of course, he's the anchor and reporter for the Bears coverage in this town. You're the top guy, Sweet Lou. But he's also a restaurateur. The man, and I think it has to do with his heritage. I don't, you know, I'm hoping I'm not being a culturalist here, but you know, the Greek people in Chicago, they either own or are related to someone who owns a restaurant in some way, shape, or form. I think that's fair to say, don't you?
Yeah, it's a restaurant or a dry cleaners. And my dad, when he was alive, bless his soul, we had the dry cleaners covered with dad. So I figured I would cover the restaurant.
That's right. Or real estate. Yeah. Or racetracks. Okay. So let's talk about what you guys are doing. You guys are opening. Did you already open?
We are opening in about an hour in River North and in Lincoln Park and in Winnetka. Winnetka actually was opened on Friday. But in Lincoln Park and River North, we're opening up in an hour. Starting tomorrow, we'll open up for lunch as well, starting at 11, and over the weekend, starting at 10 a.m. for brunch. And honestly, Ro, as soon as we started taking reservations at noon, it was like someone broke through the dam. We're sold out tonight. We can't take another soul tonight.
Wow.
And I'm talking in 2 hours. So, and Friday's almost sold out as well. So people are anxious to get out. Are we a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Trepid about the decision to open? Absolutely. You know, we took down the plywood, but we kept up the 2x4s. God forbid anything happened tonight, but we're going to assume that the city's police department, the National Guard that is still out on the streets, will protect us all in the River North area. And remember, there's a 9 o'clock curfew tonight, so we've had to tell all our diners that have made reservations that even if they're making a reservation at 7, they need to be on the move by 8:45 because the patio needs to be cleared by 8:50.
Wow. And I've not even thought about that as part of this equation here. A lot of other restaurants, I know, like in the Viagra Triangle, where there's a statue to Lou Kanellis. I just want to say that for when it was a single
they
man.
Took it down.
Yeah.
You obviously didn't read the story in the Tribune. They took it down.
Oh, no, I did. I want to talk about that in just a second, too. But there, some of the places are open. Some are not opening. They're closing off. It's an interesting thing they're doing because they've got, you know, four restaurants, really, that are right there across the street from each other. Five, if you count going down the Bellevue. But there is a close off from Oak Street all the way up to Cedar, and they're going to put those tables out into the streets and be able to serve all of that. I think it's an interesting thing. They have that tactical advantage. You don't have that advantage. You already did have an outdoor in River North and an outdoor up in Lincoln Park, but you've got to. They're not letting you onto the street though, right?
Well, not in phase one. Number one, I applaud Alderman Riley for his work with the mayor in creating this European-style dining that they're going to start, as you touched on, Ro, on Rush Street between Oak and Cedar for Hugo's
Frog Bar, Fish. Gibson's,
yeah, Frog Bar,
Nico,
thank you,
all
thank
those places,
you.
Yeah.
Gibson's, Tavern, Carmine's, Maple and Ash across the street, Dublin's. So I think it's terrific. What the city has told us is, let's see what happens, and if it goes well, you potentially could be part of phase two, and we may close Wells Street from Superior to Grand, which would be huge.
Wow.
For not only Abilene River North, but my neighbor Prosecco, and also across the street, Giuseppe Tintori has GT Prime and the Boca guys. So that would be huge for us as well if we had some street dining. Because remember, you need 6 feet distance between the tables, 50% occupancy. So while we may be sold out, I'm talking about sold out with 45 seats. I'm not talking about sold out with 125 seats. So because of our limited seating, anywhere we can put a table at this point helps.
Understood. And I want to, before I let you go, I do want to mention that there was an amazing story in the Tribune. You can look it up on the Tribune website, or you can go to my Twitter because I reposted it. It's about Lou and his beautiful and amazing wife, and they have a baby that Gia, who's just turned one, right?
Two.
That has their struggle with all of that, with you know, having a baby, and then they decide to go through surrogacy, and the amazing, very modern family that you have created along with the surrogate mom. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing story, and it's in a moment, and that's why I put it up on Twitter, because in a moment where there are no real good stories, right? I mean, there's nothing nice going on here, period. That is a story about family and love and faith and all of that. So it's really
a beautiful thing.
I'm really glad that they did that. All right. Thank you, Lou. We'll talk to you. Good luck tonight. We'll check in with you tomorrow. Now we're going to talk to a restaurateur on the other side who is not open. Eric Williams is with us. He's the owner of Virtue, which is in Hyde Park. And you are not opening today. And there's a story in the paper about it. I'm fascinated by your reasons because we were just talking to Luke Canales, who's opening his restaurant in River North in just a couple of hours. In River North, and like I said, the near north side and some of the downtown stuff, that's opening because they feel safe enough to do it. You, on the other hand, Eric, are not sure that this is the safest thing for your employees, right?
Yes. Well, first you got to take into consideration that the majority of my team is Hispanic and African American, predominantly African American. And so those were the areas that they reside in that were hit the hardest and will have the slowest turnaround time as it relates to some sort of recovery, if they recover at all.
And it's unsafe for them to come in and go out, and especially restaurant hours are bad. They're coming back late at night, sometimes leaving super early in the morning. What is it? Is it about their travel to and from? What is it that you think would be dangerous?
Well, part of the issue in some parts of the city is there is currently further race issues brewing between boundary lines. Chicago is still, you know, very divided in parts of the city, and people are still angry. It's not like because we saw a decline in protests, people are just like, oh, okay, well, we did that last week, so now everything's back to normal. Right. Like, people are still very, very frustrated. Business owners are still very frustrated. Their business got broken into. And you know, the reality is we still don't have a clear path to what it's going to take for our American cities to heal.
How long do you think that will take? I mean, do you have any idea? Do you have it in your mind's eye? Do you think, okay, maybe this will be over in a couple of weeks or months or years? I mean, because you have a restaurant to, you know, to operate, right? I mean, Virtue is an excellent restaurant, very, very well reviewed.
Thank you very much.
And you know, you have, you know, your blood, sweat, tears, and cash in that thing. So, how long do you think it will take?
You know, to be perfectly honest, it's not the priority. I think that's how we've gotten ourselves into this mess. Part of what we've witnessed is a lot of people, and taking into consideration that there are some people that are, you know, that are vultures, right, and arsonists. But a good amount of the people that were out, even the ones that were looting, were putting so much emphasis on the fact that there has been property damage and that valuables have been stolen, that we're losing the emphasis on the fact that we had a officer of the law that took an oath, creating lawlessness at a level that resulted to death. And so I just can't allow myself as a restaurant operator or as an African American in the city, at least as a person of faith, to put the lives and the safety of my team on the back burner when I know that has to be the priority. We will figure out how in survival mode, how to make money, how to be profitable, how to make impact. But we're really only as strong as our teams, as our communities, and as the people that support us on a day-to-day basis. And so that's what's on my mind, and I think that's what was conveyed in the article. I'm like, the restaurant is the least of our problems. It's standing. If it wasn't standing, we would rebuild. Mm-hmm. But the reality is we can't put a higher value on property than we're putting on human lives.
Very well said. Eric, thank you very much, and good luck to you. I hope this, for all of our sakes, that we can resolve this all peacefully and get back to some sense of normalcy. I don't think we'll ever completely be the same, given that, you know, the twin things happening to us here simultaneously. Eric Williams, owner of Virtue Restaurant. Thank you, my friend.